Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back, 8 o'clock. Al, I need you to do some math.
We got
a couple of guys coming to the studio, college kids, local kids, one from St. Joe's, one from Dickinson and Carlisle, PA. And these guys have spent the last 3 months driving all around the country to see a baseball game in all 30 ballparks. Right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I need you to figure out for me. They have traveled 16,000 miles, right? And they are literally driving in from New York today. They were at Yankee Stadium last night. And then they'll be here tomorrow night for the final game in their home ballpark, right?
Mm-hmm.
16,000 miles at current gas rates. Remember, they started 90 days ago when the gas rates were really a lot higher even. What does that run you? Where do you get the money for just the gas?
So where do you figure the gas?
Where do you sleep? Are they sleeping in this vehicle, Al? If that vehicle's here, I want to send Ava down to smell it.
Yep.
$3,000 in gas.
$3,000 in gas?
I figured $450 a gallon.
But Jones, 90 days on the road with two college kids.
That's a lot of fun. That's great. Because the hotels are expensive now. That's another thing with inflation.
Right.
That would be costly.
Find out where they park. Ava, you're going down to do the sniff test.
What?
That place smells. I guarantee you, Al, that it's probably got fast food cartons
everywhere.
Strewed
all
everywhere.
Over the floor.
Dirty socks.
Chips.
Who knows what else is in there? All right. Anyway, we'll get a report on that. They'll be in very shortly, I'm told. I hope.
They're here.
All right. They are here already. All right, great. On the line with us right now is a man whose work I love when he does a game.
Yeah.
I just love the way Ben Davis does Phillies game. That is my favorite analyst, and he is on the line with us right now. Hi, Ben.
Top of the morning to you, lads.
All right, Ben, that thing. Ben, explain this to me, please. 11 runs, 18 hits. No runs, 5 hits the next day. How does that? I don't understand it. Help me to understand it.
Well, I hate to give the opposing pitcher any credit, but Nick Lodolo yesterday was exceptional. He was very, very good. He was a lefty that the guys had not seen before. He's a big kid. He was 94 to 97. It was a big sweeping breaking ball. He was very, very good, and he had the Phillies number yesterday.
But Ben, he got tuned up by the Cubs. And then before that by the Brewers, and then all of a sudden he figured out how to pitch when he got to us. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I mean, he was the fifth overall pick a couple years ago at TCU. He got $5 million, and he's a big left-handed pitcher, and he was really, really good yesterday. I think he's just kind of going through some growing pains, and that's why he got lit up, a couple previous starts. You know, going into yesterday, righties were hitting 298 against him, lefties were hitting just 200. So Rob Thompson stacked the lineup, a lot of righties. It just didn't work out. It was just one of those days where, I talked to a couple players after the game, and they said he was just really good, couldn't pick up his breaking ball. He was spotting his fastball up, and, he had his way with him.
All right. We got a couple situations here we need your help with. The Judge Johnson is very concerned about the pitching rotation for the big series coming up against the Mets this weekend. Noah Syndergaard is not pitching in the series. And his fifth day would be Saturday for the doubleheader. And he's not pitching then or Sunday. He's going Monday. What's going on there, Ben?
Well, they're just giving him an extra day, concerning the fact that he went into the eighth inning in his start against the Reds the other night. He was very, very good. I liked what I saw. His fastball command was very good, and his breaking ball was a lot better than what we had seen. So they just wanted to give him an extra day and just make sure he's rested, and they're going to throw him against the Reds on Monday night.
Ben, do you think at all it has to do with who the opponent is? Because it was widely reported when he was in Anaheim how he kind of had the same extra day's rest when the Mets were in Anaheim, and then leading to this series, jumping to a seventh-day rest, it's difficult not to draw conclusions.
No, I don't think so, because honestly, I don't think that the Mets lineup really scares a whole lot of people. I know that they you know they've had their way with the Phillies this year, but the bottom half of the Mets lineup, it doesn't really do it for me. If you can keep the Nimmo and Marte off the bases, I think you like your odds with that lineup. But the bottom half of that lineup, honest to God, it doesn't do a whole lot for me. I mean, Alonso in the middle, he's really good. But the other guys, they just don't do it. I don't think that's part of it. I just think they just want to give him an extra day.
Give him an extra day.
Is it two extra days or one?
It's two extra days. He's pitching on the seventh day Monday. He was brought here to pitch big games, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But they figured, you know what, we're just going to give him a couple extra days and see how he responds. You know, he's still trying to get from his surgery, still trying to get his arm back to where it needs to be. I did see some promising. His velocity maintained a little bit more throughout the course of that game against the Reds the other night, so that's a good sign. But you know, listen, this is a decision that they're making, and they're sticking by it.
All right, let the record show, I am not thrilled with Ben Davis's answer to that question. So I'll move to the next one, and hopefully I'll have more success here. All of a sudden, because Marsh went down, the Phillies are thin in the outfield again, Ben Davis. Is there any chance they would bring back again Odubel Herrera?
No.
Now we're getting somewhere. Why are you so sure, Ben?
I just don't see it. I mean, he just hasn't done a whole lot to benefit the ball club. His at bats were not great, and you know his center field play was adequate. It wasn't over the top. But I think they have a couple pieces right now that can help them get through what they're going through. But they are extremely thin. We met with Rob Thompson yesterday in his office, and he said, "Listen, you know the bottom line is we're extremely thin right now." You saw Nick Maton start in left field yesterday. They are just extremely thin right now. They don't have a whole lot at the lower levels, so they're going to have to make do with what's going on right now.
All right, but it will not be Odubel. You're staking your reputation on this, Ben Davis.
I am. I don't see how it can be. I just don't see how it can be.
All right, now listen, something's going on in these broadcasts that I'm delighted about.
All right.
All right. In fact, now it's in all the newspapers today. So whenever now, Ben, that the Phillies make a really good fundamental defensive play, a graphic pops up on the screen, right? And the graphic has the smiling face of Keith Hernandez, and it has a Keith Hernandez-approved fundamental play. What's this about? Give us the background. I think it's hilarious. I need more on this, Ben.
Well, I mean, if you saw when we went into New York last weekend, Keith Hernandez was not going to be there. He was in St. Louis getting inducted to the St. Louis Hall of Fame. And he said, "You're going to miss the games against the Phillies." He said, "Well, you know, I'm not so concerned about the Phillies." He goes, they just don't, you know, fundamentally, they're not there. Defensively, they're not there. And, you know, if I'm missing those games, then so be it. So basically, we took it upon ourselves to say, you know what, Keith, we're playing very good defense. Their defense has improved dramatically. And yesterday, you know, when something pops up and Gene Segura makes that play, you know, they said that's Keith Hernandez approved. And I will give our producer, Jeff Halickman, our director, Nick Marchetta, all the credit in the world because they have a knack for these kind of things. They're the best in the business. And you know what? Having them on our side is always a plus here in Philadelphia.
All right. If this happens this weekend, now I'm going to assume Hernandez is not coming into town. Is that right, Ben?
That I don't know. I'll be in the studio doing pre and post, so I don't know if Keith will be here or not.
All right, because they may need you over at the ballpark if somebody starts throwing hands, Ben. You can handle yourself.
I'm there.
All right, but will this trolling continue in the Mets series when a Philly makes a good play?
I think it has to. It was really well received by the public. So I think it kind of has to. It was really well done. And they throw it up there, that graphic up on the screen, and it makes everybody giggle.
No, it's phenomenal. Ben, last thing. You played in a lot of ballparks. What was your favorite park to play in?
I would say probably Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Or as Al would say, Fenway Park. So, it was just a place where you kind of stand in the box. The old Yankee Stadium was up there too, and I always decided, you know, or thought, you know, if a park, I always looked at a park. Well, how nice it was, and how good the post game spread was. So that's how I kind of judged all the parks.
All right.
But Yankee Stadium and Fenway were my favorite.
Did you dent the monster in your career? You must have hit that thing, right, Ben?
I hit it a couple times, yeah.
Damn right you did.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a really cool place. But now it's even nicer. The playing surface is that much nicer from when I played there. But it's a beautiful place. It's a place to behold. Just sitting where it sits, and it's awesome. If you can get a chance to go up there and take in a game, do it.
So if they need you in the booth this weekend, if Keith Hernandez attacks them, you are ready for that, Ben Davis, is that correct?
Absolutely. I don't think anything will happen. I think they'll take care of things, but if they need me, I'm there.
All right, because frankly, I'm not sure Kruk can do it. We may need you over there. Ben Davis, we love you, man.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.